CD 1 track 30. 1.
Imagine yourself on a hot summer's day, sitting at a table in your local bistro, sipping a delicious fruity cocktail, and thinking what you should order when the waiter comes back. Your mind is torn between a light but filling snack and an aromatic pasta dish full of fresh tomatoes and herbs. You open the menu again, just to make your final choice, when out of the corner of your eye, you catch the waiter presenting the couple sitting at the table next to yours a creation which looks out of this world, and whose amazingly sweet but spicy aroma fills your nostrils within seconds. What could it be? You keep asking yourself. The couple are over the moon about how tender the Welsh lamb is, and how unusual the mint sauce is. As you aren't a vegetarian, you decide you want the same. You call the waiter and point to the other table. The waiter says, "Sorry, mate, you were too late. All gone, my dear John. Don't hesitate next time. Not to know what's best is a crime." You leave the place with a sad face. Buy Welsh wherever you are.
2.
Ladies and gentlemen, in response to your questions, I'd like to address the issue of the slow food movement. The idea of slow food is indeed praiseworthy for a number of reasons. All kinds of experts give the following arguments, which I partly agree with. First of all, it is said to promote responsible and organic farming. Secondly, it should encourage people to turn away from fast food, thus making them eat healthy and nutritious meals. Finally, as I'm told all the time, it prompts people to slow down and find time for a relaxing meal. That's all very well, but I have my reservations. I believe that the slow food lifestyle will only be possible among rich societies, which can afford to grow and buy organic products. Secondly, for this movement to succeed globally, we'd have to change our working hours and have longer lunch breaks, which, as you know, sounds unrealistic. I can see its positive influences, but in a nutshell, the slow food movement leaves me rather doubtful as to its global appeal. Thank you. Are there any more questions?
3.
I'm sure you've heard of La Tomatina, a hugely popular festival in the Spanish town of Buñol. You know, the one during which people madly throw tomatoes at each other. A lot of my friends who have taken part in it say it's the most exciting festival in Spain. Would you say the same?
Well, I realise it's a long-standing tradition and most people see no harm in it, but frankly speaking, I can't see the point. The participants, approximately 20,000 of them, ruin tons of tomatoes, the number of which is always confirmed in the press. I think the vegetables could be used for some more sensible purposes, like cooking meals for the poor or homeless.
Do people really support it?
I guess only a fraction of society ever protests, while the best part of the community is fully in favour of all the festivities from what I know. Call me old-fashioned, but it's not my cup of tea.